So we begin a new year. In Advent, we begin learning things about God from the very beginning. We learn of God coming to us, very important concept. Advenio in Latin, Advent in English, He comes. Our God comes to us. Several years ago, after 9/11, as a deacon, I did a lot of work on behalf of the bishop with Muslims in the Austin area. I worked in their mosques and with their imams. I learned their concept of God and why it is that we cannot pray together. God for them is our God. It's not a different God, but for them they can't approach Him. He never comes to them. Their relationship is not the same as it is with us. They must go out of the world to pray to God. They take off their shoes symbolically and kneel before Him as they attempt to go to Him, that He might find them worthy. For Muslims, God does not live in our time, in our world. God has no sons. God is not a Trinity. God is out there. He only speaks to us through His chosen prophets, like Muhammad. As Christians, we need to remember to celebrate the fact that Advenio, God comes to us. Our God comes to us. This is why we have Advent and Christmas. God never leaves us. We're baptized into Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells us that He will be with us always. Jesus tells us if we eat His flesh and drink His blood, we'll have Him inside us. We'll have eternal life in us. When we eat His flesh and drink His blood, this is our Eucharist. We consume Him. He lives in us. Advenio, our God, comes. And we are invited to live with Him forever. Forever. Eternity. What is that? Remember when you were in public school learning numbers and learning the concept of eternity? In mathematics, eternity is somewhere down the railroad track in one direction and somewhere up the railroad track in the other direction, and only you can see what's in front of you. And eternity is somewhere on this long line in the past and in the future down the line. But that's not really the way we think of eternity. Some 1600 years ago, St. Augustine, one of our greatest theologians, was teaching about the nature of God. And he sometimes used riddles. One of his riddles, I want to see how you respond. Can God move? This question is for you. It's early in the morning on Sunday. Question, can God move? If you say, God can move, raise your hand. Okay. If you say, God cannot move, raise your hand. The rest of you are cowards. It's a riddle. It's a learning experience. That's all it is. Augustine's answer was, no, God can't move. He's got no place to go. In order to move, there has to be a place where you are not. I'm not there. But if I move to here, I'm there. But if I'm already there, I can't move. God is everywhere. There is nowhere where God is not. See the concept? God cannot move if he's everywhere. Next riddle of Augustine. What was God doing before he created the universe? I love this. What was God doing before he created the universe? Augustine's answer, nothing. He didn't have the time. We have to understand time is a creature. Time was created for us. God doesn't need time. Interesting concept. He's every when. Just like he's everywhere, he's also every when. There is no when God is not. God is every when. He has no place to go in time because he doesn't need it. He's already there. He created time for us. So God is everywhere. God is every when. Jesus tells us he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's in both places at the same time, the beginning and the end. So let's use this knowledge to think about something very important. If God is everywhere, and God is every when, and Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, what happens at Mass? He comes in his body and his blood, the eternal Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, every single time. On the altar. On the altar, time, our time, meets eternity, the Alpha and the Omega. The eternal Jesus participates in our time on the altar every time we celebrate Mass. It becomes his, the bread and the wine become his body and blood. His flesh and his blood, his spirit and divinity, he's here. He comes to us. Every when is eternity. Every when is here on our altar, appearing in our when, our time, our where, here with us, because ad venio, he comes. He wants to come to us. This is what it means for us to live the sacramental life of the church. So we go to, back to the question, you've heard me say this before, where did Jesus go after the resurrection? Where did Jesus go after the resurrection? He was already eternal. He went into the church. He went into the church, and that's how he's here in the sacraments. And we live in him, and he lives in us, in the sacramental life of the church. If all you do is come to church, and you don't participate in the sacramental life of the church, you're missing the best part. In the sacramental life of the church, we no longer live for this world. We live in it. We live in this time. But we live with him, the eternal God. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray as Jesus taught, thy kingdom come. When Jesus appears in Scripture, he says to his disciples, the kingdom of heaven is nearer, or the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We already participate in the kingdom of heaven when we live the sacramental life of the church. Jesus tells us in the gospel today, be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. This is simple. This means for us to live in a state of grace, to live the sacramental life of the church. This means being baptized. It means being confirmed, never missing Mass, practicing frequent confession. That's living in a state of grace. That's living in the sacramental life of the church. That's being vigilant. That's being ready. He gave it to us. He gave it to us when he gave us the seven sacraments. St. Paul in the second reading says something similar. He tells us to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus and with all his holy ones. Our God comes to us because he loves us. And from the very beginning, he's invited us to come close to us, to come close to him. And remember, even in the story of the creation, the seventh day, he invited us in to rest with him.